Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greenwell moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Greenwell scores. Whiten goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alicia hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to second. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinsley strikes out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. Vizquel tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. Greenwell moves to second. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Greenwell trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball into Peña, who tags Greenwell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McFarlane moves to third. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Tinsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrento for the out. Ramirez moves to second. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. Ramirez moves to third. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Thome reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Tommy reaches second base with a double. Murray moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Real Cormier now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Tinsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tinsley moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Cormier's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murray is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Julian Tavares now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 0-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring is 0-3 in the game. Nehring strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Greenwell is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive towards the mound. Cormier picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cormier. Thome moves to second. Ken Ryan now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sorrento is 0-3 in the game. Sorrento is walked intentionally. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Tony Peñat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kirby strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Tucker now catching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whiten is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Whiten strikes out. Tucker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whiten out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McFarlane is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry Shumpert pinch runs for Mike McFarlane. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alicia is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Tucker for a passed ball. Shumpert moves to second. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tinsley is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tavares fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hazelman now catching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball four. Berger moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Murray strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Rich Roland pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Roland strikes out. One out. Eric Plunk now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nehring is 0 for 4 in the game. Nehring strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.